good evening. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful... Reality is usually... Pacific Coast of California at 8922. We will have a booth.
That he proposes this is true is because the flu vaccine contains mercury, and it contains a significant dose of mercury. So what these people basically are doing is each year they're getting injected with a dose of mercury, and that mercury accumulates in the brain in concentrations 10 times higher than it does in the blood system. The brain selectively removes it from the body. Different metabolic enzymes.
insists that we should get both our children. Every year, be sure to get your vaccine because we're and the general medical profession.
Most physicians know little or nothing about mercury toxicity, certainly nothing about the effects on the brain. They're taking the word of their medical societies.
Well, Dr. Mark Guyon, I know and it is his opinion ADHD and mental deficiency, he feels that this could be right.
Well, you can get it through Dr. Feudenberg's website. Feudenberg. And you can get it.
Journal. Is it possible? I want to get that. Now, there are a lot of new things that have come out. Examination.
heart attacks and strokes. And the big secret that was being kept from the public is that 50% of all heart attacks and but the reason they didn't tell people about that is and drugs.
Made a fortune on selling that.
Not only that, but the drugs were quite dangerous. The other secret they didn't tell people about statin drugs were, number one, in the early studies, and even now there's death from taking statin drugs, that it severely lowers coenzyme Q10 in the body, which is an absolutely essential nutrient for cell metabolism and energy production, so that the people who take it that get very low coenzyme Q10 have severe fatigue, muscle pains, have difficulty thinking. They can have such devastating symptoms they can hardly get out of the bed. The other thing they didn't tell them about it is that all the statin drugs either were primarily cancer-causing substances or promoted cancer development. Yet this was known. It was kept out of the physician's desk reference, which is a drug reference for physicians, so that the physicians would not know that the drug they were promoting, in fact, was a cancer-causing substance. So what the physicians did, they concentrated on the cholesterol, they ignored the other half of the population that was dying from arteriosclerosis. In the wall of the blood vessel that's making the cholesterol. There's an organism called chlamydia. Of heart failure, and that's because they deplete the coenzyme Q10 that the heart muscle needs to contract, and as a result, the heart begins to get weaker and weaker.
Does it ever produce any sort of cardiac irregularity?
It may or may not. That depends on other contributing factors. For instance, if you have a low magnesium level and you're taking statin drugs over a long period of time, it could increase your ability. Describing this syndrome, we know that this is the cause of death associated with statin drugs, and there's other that.
We're going to have to take a break here in just a moment, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is the information you're... Temporarily, and then when I'm back to that later, but rather than the
it is due to the high content of monoxodium sodium glutamate in the food and the different disguised forms of it. We have known from the very beginning scientists that when MSG is fed to animals, it destroys a part of the brain Germany. concluded the same thing.
What they're talking about, you have no idea that there's as
generation. We're seeing teenagers. Develop gross obesity. The German studies have shown the same thing in their society, and they're calling for removal of all MSG from food because they're absolutely convinced. Thank you. that is that it dramatically... breast cancers, prostate cancers, lung cancer. Animals to MSG early on, they continue to produce high amounts of free radicals all through their life, just from a single exposure.
Well, it's rather discouraging when we see these things happening. We see the... don't even think about changing that dial. And the fact
that come out in major journals.
Okay, so this would be the... disability?
Sure. If you look at the lowest glutamate levels in any diet, Genistein. That'd be the title of my book.
And most medical schools, and this many times these. Where and.
and all these kind of things. Anyway, we've noticed that there are a lot of coming medicines. I guess my question...
Stimulant. So anything added to taste will.
Everything the simplest possible way.
If you're out there in the listening audience.
Thank you.
one, of course, was some sort of hereditary tendency that made you...
There is things that you can do to lower your stress. To add that as a regular cardiovascular test now. Fibrinogen by taking things that thin your blood. Thank you. known this well over a decade. In the form of strokes are known to have nothing to do with
I hope that many of our listeners out there
Well, you can talk cytotoxicity. So it reduces some of the advantage of the grape is one of the most potent inhibitors of
fine. Well, you know what?
Yeah, Steve, I thank you for coming. Thank you.
has a website on that subject, and they every time I have Garth Nicholson on, they call me and they want to know if they have permission to put our interviews with Garth up on their website. I'll tell you what, I'll get Garth on again sometime real soon. How's that?
Wonderful. Thank you, Doctor.
God bless. Thanks so much for calling, Steve. Let's go to Barbara. I think she's calling from Soquel, California. Hi, Barbara.
Yes. I just wanted to second the motion on...
My of this, and she all natural flavor enhancers. What are they talking about? What?
You'll find, for instance, chicken in the grocery store, and it'll say 100% natural. And then you read the label, and it says they use the chicken broth, or injected with chicken broth, or turkey broth, or some other kind of broth. Well, that's MSG.
That's right.
You know, a lot of these things are labeled all natural, and of course the government allows them to do it. And soybeans, the soybean has one of the highest glutamic acid contents of any plant that we consume. So when you hydrolyze the soybean, that is when you dissolve it. People are still like the greatest health food in the world.
Our listeners. I'm going to try to get that article on the relationship. 1,000%, and yet the fact that pimerosal is in that, and it's destroyed. This is what happens when we have a society that's the relationship between fertility and fluoride. What a wonderful way to cut back on fertility. Ever wonder why so many women can't conceive? I suspect an awful lot of them are in areas where they have fluoridated water. Well, those of you who do not know our ministry, let me suggest you go to our website, which is radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there or link to the other networks we're on, and you can listen 5 hours a day. And then, of course, you can listen to the archive programs after that and not get a thing accomplished. But we hope that you'll encourage people to listen to some of the programs, get the material, and then help us get the truth out across America, because America is under attack today. And as Abraham Lincoln had said, talking about at what point should we expect the approach of danger, what should we do to protect ourselves against it? Should we expect some transatlantic military giant to step the ocean and crush us with a blow? Never. All the armies of Europe and Asia and Africa combined could never take a drink from the Ohio or make a mark on the Blue Ridge, not in a trial of 1,000 years. Then at what point should danger be expected? And I answer, if it ever reaches, it must spring up among us. It can never come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, as a nation of free men, we should live through all time. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24. Well, anyway, we're going to... Thank you.
experiments conducted
Read it. It's kind of a good introduction, even though some of the information that Inca has and that has come out in the last year takes it to another level, and we can get into that next.
Well, you got cut off, and go ahead. What are your thoughts on what Ron was saying?
Well, I think he spray operation. Exactly. It's called Policy Implications of Greenhouse Warming.
Now, who published this book?
It's National Academy Press.
So basically, it's probably put out by the scientists then, isn't it?
Exactly.
Now, give me the title once more time.
Policy Implications.
Policy Implications.
Of Greenhouse Warming.
Of greenhouse warming.
Mm-hmm. And the study was actually done in 1991, and it just came to press in 2000
mm-hmm.
under the National Academy.
And the National Academy actually published this?
Yeah, it just came out like a couple years ago, and the thing is huge. It's like 1,000 pages long. And
How expensive was it to get?
Well, you know, I got it on... Well, you know, if you buy it straight from those guys themselves, it's $100, but you can find them on Amazon.com for like $30 and under.
All right, fine. That's are these used or an original ones?
The one that I got from Amazon, it's an original one in very good condition.
All right, fine. So this is a think tank of these intellectuals, and they're telling about all these things that they can do to cut down on the severity of a greenhouse warming. Is that it?
Exactly. You know, and. Clumps can come out. There is no foolproof distribution of these fine particles. that all the trees are getting cut down. Whatever standard run-of-the-mill equipment that was most cost-effective for them. So it's really contradictory when you look at so much in our skies right now, but we spend, as most of the people here, we spend most of our time indoors. Really programmed to think that most of that stuff in the
alerts.
The NATO countries are getting hit pretty much as hard as we are. Bigger operation.
Absolutely. Why they would even do something like
that. I actually have an article right here that relates to that.
Okay.
I'd love to read it.
Go right ahead. And incidentally, do you want to read whatever you had before? Let's hope that we won't have the same thing happen again.
Oh, yeah. It looks like we're doing so good so far. This is from January 24th, 2002, by a gentleman by the name of Bob Fitraki, and he's a journalist. The debate surrounding the federal government's alleged weather modification experiments has landed in the U.S. Capitol, thanks to Cleveland Democrat Dennis Kucinich. Representative Kucinich introduced the Space Preservation Act of 2001 on October 2nd last year, seeking a permanent ban on the basing of weapons in space. The bill, H.R. 2977, specifically outlaws a variety of weapons.
Okay, go ahead.
Detailed in the December 6, 2001 Columbus Life article, Stormy Weather, which exposed allegations of secret government aerial spraying activities. Thank you. Techniques of weather modification could be employed to produce prolonged periods of drought or storm. We issued a report noting that thank you.
Titanium has a June 17, 2002.
Now, what were they spraying for?
Excuse me?
What were they spraying for mosquitoes or what?
Yeah, the West Nile virus. They were spraying actually biological chemicals to help the so that the mosquitoes would not reproduce.
Okay.
And, you know, we're breathing this stuff in, but it's good for us, you know. And, you know, other examples are like in Oklahoma over on March 17, 2003. They were, you know, out of the Oklahoma Channel News. Tests were delayed after citizens' complaint that the use of egg white powder is causing allergic reactions.
Listen to this. I've got a partial history of secret U.S. government programs. Listen to this. 1950. In an experiment to determine how susceptible an American city would be to biological attack, the U.S. Navy sprays a cloud of bacteria from ships over San Francisco.
That was the Serasa experiment.
Exactly. Monitoring devices are situated throughout the city in order to test the extent of infection. Many residents become ill with pneumonia-like symptoms. 1951, Department of Defense begins open-air tests using disease-producing bacteria and...
Okay, go ahead. Sounds very interesting. Thank you.
Interested real quick, and there seems to be
Meet other people who are aware of the situation. I mean, this is something, Dr. Stan, that crosses and is bigger than any left or right, any religious or ideological differences. This transcends any kind of dualities or differences between people, because very simply, we all breathe. We all have families. Our health is our life.
And we're all under attack today, and I agree with you. Ron, would you mind getting me a copy of that article that you started to read, where you're doing the chronological story about the Serratia here and the, you know, the other things that they're putting out elsewhere?
Absolutely.
That sounds fascinating. Is that up on ICA's website, too?
It isn't, but we can get it to you, Dr.
Yeah, it'll be posted tomorrow.
Okay, fine. Let's go to, everybody hang on now. We're going to go to Terry calling it from Santa Cruz. Terry, are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Dr. Stan. Well, I wanted to mention a couple of things. The chemtrails, I don't know, I've been listening, but I was distracted for a while. I don't know if your guest mentioned the chemtrails and the barium and how it enhances the...
Ron and Inka here. It's been a fascinating hour, and we'll look forward to having you on again.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and of course, this is the time that we want to remind you that Radio Liberty is listener supported, and if you'd be interested in knowing more about our ministry, our telephone number 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, and then pray for America. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please remember to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front line of this truly spiritual battle for the souls and hearts of men. And so until Monday, when we'll be back with you once again, Dr. Stan, good night, and may the Lord be with you.